The daylight glare nearly brings tears to my eyes after the death stink below decks. I step out onto the deck and walk to the side of the ship, then look aft. In the distance, there's a white trail etched across the wave crests. Breathe. I blink and see through Ramona's eyes, looking up at the light from beneath the keel of the frigate. From down here it looks enormous, the size of a city. Run! I weave my way aft, back into the access passage to the boat deck. There's a crane and boarding steps descending over the side, ending just above a floating platform at the waterline. I take the steps two at a time, nearly tumbling into the water in my haste.
Get yourself overboard, now!
Breathe. She can see the grid of the platform, the shadows of my feet on the metal grating.
Not yet.
I gasp for breath, my vision flickering with the bright sparkles of hyperventilation as I set down the stolen diorama and pull out my phone. 74 kilometers, 99% complete.
How do you think we're going to get onto the Explorer? Neither of us is in any condition to swim that far, and anyway, it's moving.
There's white foam at the bow of the huge drilling ship as its positioning thrusters power up. Billington isn't stupid enough to sit too close while his yacht self-destructs. Even if he isn't afraid of the backwash from the Gesh generator, he's got to be worried about the fuel tanks.
We've got to get over there.
She's near the surface.
I've got a plan.
Breathe. I reach down into the water as, with all her remaining energy, she reaches up towards the hand breaking through the silvery mirror surface above her and,
ow!
Water splashes over me as Ramona breaks the surface and grabs onto my hand.
Plan. What plan? Ow!
I heave. Something in my back registers a complaint in triplicate, then locks up and goes on strike. Ramona twists round and falls back onto the platform. Out of the water, she goes limp. I can feel her muscles. I wish I couldn't.
Look over there,
I point. The silvery trail is curving towards us like a bizarre missile running just above the surface of the water. There's something that looks like a glassy black sphere in the middle of it, surrounded by four huge orange balls.
It's my car.
You have got to be kidding.
Nope.
I grin like a mad thing as the Smart 4-2 winds towards me eagerly, its hub-mounted airbags thrashing the water into submission. It may not be a BMW or an Aston Martin, but at least it comes when I call it. It slows as it nears the edge of the platform. Ramona sits up wearily and begins to peel off her outer heated wetsuit. Her skin is silvery grey, the scales clearly visible. Even the few hours underwater have been enough to cause the change to set in, and her fingers have begun to web. By the time she's got her top layer unzipped, the car has slowly pulled up to the platform edge and driven aboard. The engine stops.
Who's that?
She asks, pointing through the windscreen.
Oops, I forgot about him.
It's Mark, sometime procurer and latterly zombie. He's bloated up against the front windscreen and the driver's side door.
You'll have to help me get him out of there.
This is why I never date the same guy twice. Avoids raising a stink, you know?
I get the door open, just in time to be hit by an olfactory experience almost as good as Johanna's buffet.
Ick.
You can say that again, monkey boy. He's leaked all over the seats. You expect me to ride in this? You're the one who told me about the scuttling charges. I'm the one with the biometrics that match the ignition button. Your call.
I grab hold of one arm. To my great delight, it doesn't come off in my hand. Ramona opens the opposite door and shoves him towards me. I do a two-step with the stiff, twist him around, and shove him onto the platform. I grab the bundled-up Gesh generator and shove it into the shoebox that passes for a boot in this thing. Ramona winces as she tries to belt herself in and holds something up.
What's this?
Mark's idea of a conversational intro. I pass her the MP5.
You know how to use one of these. I figure I'll take the pistol.
It's another Glock, of course, with a whizzy laser sighting widget and an extended magazine. Now let's go visit Ellis, huh?